This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's foreign ministry on Sunday condemned the decision by the United States to add Russians seeking U.S. visas to a list of so-called homeless nationals who can apply for visas in third countries. The move allowed Russians to apply for U.S. visas in Warsaw instead of their home country after the American embassy stopped processing most visa applications in May due to Moscow's ban on employing embassy staff in Russia. The U.S. State Department lists as homeless applicants from other countries in which the United States has no consular representation or where consular staff cannot issue visas due to the political or security situation. The U.S. and Russia are in a dispute over the number of diplomats that they can post to each other's capitals, and the two sides fail to make progress on that matter at talks this month. Russia is the 10th nation on the list, the U.S. list. Other nations on that list include Cuba, Eritrea, South Sudan, Venezuela, Yemen, and several others. Greek Orthodox officials say the spiritual leader of the world's 200 million Eastern Orthodox Christians has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. on the first full day of a planned 12-day U.S. visit. He's expected to stay overnight in the hospital. The Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America says Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, who is 81, was preparing to leave for a service at a cathedral in the nation's capital when he felt unwell. The archdiocese says Bartholomew was advised by his doctor to rest and go to a local hospital for observation. Later, the archdiocese said the patriarch was feeling well. He's expected to be released from the hospital